愿大家平安。
Peace to you all。
我们请来看耶利米书的十七章。
Let's read Jeremiah chapter 17。
耶利米书的十七章。
Jeremiah 17。
第七节跟第八节。
Verse 7 and 8。
耶利米书十七章的第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7。
倚靠神，以神为可靠的，那个人是有福了。第八节。
8。
他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到，并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，而且在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes, its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit.
这两节圣经节在提到啊，一个有活力的信仰。
These two verses describe a vigorous faith.
好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
And this faith is just like a tree planted by the water.
有时候我们信求也搞不清楚到底我们的信仰是什么样的情况。
Sometimes after we believe in the Lord for a long time, we fail to understand the status or the situation of our faith.
因为生活每一天过得都一样。
Because our everyday life seems to be the same.
我们也不知道我们信仰是好还是坏。
And we do not know if our faith is good or bad.
这里说有活力的信仰好像树栽在水旁。
But a lively faith is just like a tree planted by the water.
它的根啊，在河边扎下去。
And it sends out its roots by the stream.
这个根是看不到的地方。
Roots cannot be seen.
除非把树拔起来，我们不知道它的根有多深。
Unless you uproot the tree, you do not know how deep the roots go down.
但是如果根扎对的地方，而且扎得很深，它的叶子、它的果子就可以表现出来。
But if the roots are at the right places and deep enough, then the fruits will show.
就是在炎热干旱之年就表现出来。
So even in a year of drought, it will never fail to bear fruit.
一个人的信仰有没有根啊？可能平常看不出来。
Whether a person's faith is rooted cannot be seen in ordinary times.
有时候我们一盆花啊，你种在一个小小的盆子里面，也可以长得很漂亮。
For instance, a pot of flower may bloom.
但是你如果把它拿到外面去，跟栽在外面的花比较起来就不一样。
But if this pot of flower is taken outside and planted along with the wild, then it may not bloom as much.
特别是太阳一照，或者炎热一来到，你就发现两种花不太一样。
Maybe if it's scorched by the sun, or if there's a drought, the flower may not grow at all.
那种在地上的花，它的根是扎在地里面，里面有水分。
The flowers in the wild are planted on the ground, and their roots are by the water.
所以太阳照不容易枯干。
So even though the sun scorches, it will not wither.
但是种在一个小小的盆子里面，有时候太阳一照，它的水分一干了，它就开始枯干。
But sometimes the flowers in the pot will dry up simply because the sun comes out.
这里说这棵树要栽在水旁。
Now here says that this tree will be planted by the water.
那什么样的人要像树栽在水旁？
Now who will be like the tree planted by the water?
第七节说以神 为可靠的，而且依靠神的。
Verse 7 says, But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him.
这个英文圣经节哈，第一个 trust 就是依靠、信靠。那第二个以神为可靠的啊，有以两种的翻译。
So the first phrase of verse 7 goes, But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. And the second phrase goes, whose confidence in him. The word confidence has two connotations.
一种就是现在我们读的啊，这个 confidence 也可以翻过来就是一种有信心啊，他对神有信心。
So the first connotation is confidence, where someone has faith in someone else.
那这跟第一节有关系啊，因为对神有信心，所以我们啊，在任何环境对神有依靠的心。
This is related to the first part of verse 7, because those who have faith will also trust.
那第二种翻译也就是这个新的 King James 翻就是第二句话它翻作对神有盼望
and,
它的盼望在于神
The second connotation of the word confidence can also be found in the New King James Version which says hope
这个也很有意思
This is very meaningful
因为人的盼望就是人的整个生活的焦点
Because hope is the focus point of our life.
做生意人他盼望赚钱，所以他的注意力都是集中在他生意上面。
For instance, a businessman will focus on profit.
然后读书的人他盼望有好的成绩，所以他整个焦点都是他的功课上面。
And students focus on their grades.
那这里说以神为盼望，就是我们生活的那个焦点，那个注意力的中心呢，是神本身。
And so verse 7 tells us that the focus of our life should be God.
那这一种人好像树要扎在水旁。
And such a person will be like a tree planted by the water.
他的信仰是有活力的，而且经得起考验的。
And his faith carries vitality and will be able to weather difficulties.
真的，有时候我们常常发现生活一点小小的变动，我们好像叶子枯干了。
Sometimes a slight difficulty in our lives causes our life to seem like a tree that's withering.
稍微有一点点考验，我们就好像炎热来到，我们好像就受不了。
And just a slight impediment in our life will make us seem like we are going through a drought.
那什么样叫做炎热？那什么样叫做干旱？
What does it mean to go through a drought or go through scorching sun?
就可以看到我们个人的生活，可以看到我们的工作，可以看到我们的家庭，可以看到我们的教会。
We can look at these difficulties with respect to our life, our faith, our family, our church.
这个都是我们信仰在每一天呢要表现我们信仰的地方。
And these are areas where we need to manifest our faith.
如果我们的信仰真的是全心全力依靠神以神做我们的中心，那我们在工作中，在家庭中，在教会当中我们的表现会像树扎在水旁。
If we focus on God and truly and solely rely on Him, then we will be like a tree planted by the water.
这种看不见扎根的功夫在生活中非常的重要。
And it is essential that we send our roots by the stream.
信仰如果没有扎根，信仰就变成表面化、形式化。
If our faith is not rooted, it becomes superficial.
那这个表面化、形式化的信仰对一个人的生活没有什么作用。
A superficial faith does not benefit anyone.
我们所要的是实际上有活力的信仰。
What we want is a faith with vitality.
比方说，我们最近一两年经济一直在走下坡。
For instance, we are in an economic downturn.
这对很多个人以及工作或者说家庭是一个很大的考验。
and to our families and even to ourselves, it is a very difficult challenge.
在美国很少人啊，不是没有，很少人啊，一个工作一直做到退休。
There are very few people, with few exceptions, of course, that will work in one company for their entire lifetime.
大半一个人做到退休都换个好几个工作。
Many people before retirement change multiple jobs.
那在换工作之前以及换工作之后。 这个就好像是炎热来到，这是压力很大的一段时间。
And switching from job to job is like going through the heat wave. It is very difficult.
然后在两个工作之间， 这个就是没有工作， 这好像干旱之年。
And between jobs, in other words, when you do not have a job, you are in a year of drought, so to speak.
因为我们在家里面， 你看有房子付款，有孩子的费用，有健康保险，有各种不同的费用。
There's a mortgage, living expenses, so on and so forth.
所以人没有工作，这个世界上啊，是一个非常严重的一种考验。
So it is a very difficult challenge to be without a job.
工作不只是给人有收入，而且工作在很多的时候给人有一种自我肯定的机会。
A job not only gives us income, but it also gives us a sense of self-realization. And with a job, we feel that we are useful. So when a person is without a job, not only does he not have an income, he also suffers in terms of his confidence.
但是在人的, 就业的一生总是会经过几次这样的经历。
But in our lifetime, we will experience such difficulties.
那有活力的信仰就是在经历这种经历的时候, 我们所感受的, 我们所表现的, 跟一个没有信仰的人不同。
A lively faith is such that in times of difficulty, we will manifest a different outlook of life than those who do not believe.
那这种不同也要证明信主是好的。
And this difference will make evident that believing in God is good.
那这种的, 表现也要证明我们的信仰是有根的。
And such a difference will also prove that we have a deep-rooted faith.
那在个人的生活上也是这样。
In our personal lives, it is the same as well.
我们每一个人在生活中, 有时候都会, 遇到一些事情。
In our lives, we encounter many things.
那在很多的考验来到的时候, 我们的表现是什么?
And how do we react to these things?
这是在考验我们信仰是不是真的有扎在神的身上。
And these things will test our faith and see if it is truly rooted in God.
甚至在家庭也是一样。
Likewise, in our family,
当我们的家庭发生了困难,
when we have difficulties in the family,
那个时候我们的表现是怎样?
How do we react to these things?
这个是我们, 有时候常常会遇到的。
And these are common problems that we have.
一个人如果真的, 跟神关系很好, 在情绪上应该不会, 起伏非常的大。
A person who has a very good relationship with God would not have fluctuating emotions.
因为神一个人跟神相连, 这个好像有一个生命的泉源一从神那里一直涌过来。
Because if we are truly close to God, the life of God will fill us.
所以这种情绪的变化不会太大。
And there shouldn't be drastic swings of emotions.
那甚至在教会生活也是这样。
Likewise in the church.
我们在服侍神。
As we serve God,
会经历各种不同的困难。
We face many difficulties.
那我们的反应是什么?
What are our reactions?
当我们服侍的工作, 需要我们牺牲。
When our ministry requires us to make sacrifices,
那个时候好像炎热来到。
It is just like the heat coming.
对我们是一个考验。
It is a challenge for us.
到底我们能够为神牺牲多少。
How much can we sacrifice for God?
在那个时候就是要表现我们的信仰。
And that is the time where we show the extent of our faith.
好，那可贵的就是我在我们的信仰生活中，好像这里说有一条河。
But what is precious is that in our life there is a river.
好，我们先来看以西结书的47章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书的47章。
Ezekiel 47.
第一节
Verse 1
47章的第一节
Ezekiel 47 verse 1
他带我回到殿门，见殿的门间下有水往东流出，原来殿面朝东，这水从殿从殿下由殿的右边在祭坛的东边往下流。这个地方说从殿有水往东流出。
This is a vision where there was a river coming out from under the threshold of the temple.
那个殿就是指的教会。
And this temple refers to the church.
是神同在的地方。
It is a place where God dwells.
是人敬拜神的地方。
It is a place where a man worship God.
那个水就是指的圣灵。
And this water refers to the Holy Spirit.
神的教会是通过圣灵流出来的，神的圣灵是通过教会流出来。
The Holy Spirit flows through the church.
所以这水从殿流出来。
And that is why the water comes out from the threshold of the temple.
那第三节说这个水越流越大。
Verse 3 says, this water flows greater and greater.
刚刚开始你可以走过去。
At first, you can walk past the water.
但是水一大之后，你走不过去，你就被它飘着走。
But when the water becomes deeper and deeper, you can't walk like that anymore.
神所赐给我们圣灵那个力量是大过我们体验的，大过我们所能够了解的。
The strength of the Holy Spirit will be more than we can comprehend.
人真正的去依靠神在祷告中去仰望神。所带给的那种生命的力量是非常大的。
The strength of our life is so great if we rely on the Holy Spirit with sincerity.
我们看这个大卫被扫罗在这个山上追来追去。
Let us take the example of David who was chased around by Saul.
他的生命随时都有可能被杀掉。
David could very well be killed at any moment.
他好像一棵树经过炎热的考验。
And he was like a tree that was going through heat.
但是圣经里面说大卫的心很坚定的在依靠神。
But David firmly trusts in God.
他的肉体在山上漂流不定。
Even though his body was roaming about.
天天遭遇危险。
And he encountered danger every day.
但是在他心里面的最深处他是在依靠神。
But in the depth of his heart, he relied on God.
在心里的最深处，他是把他的焦点注意在神的身上。
In the depth of his heart, he focused on God.
所以在最困难的环境里面，大卫写了很多的诗篇，非常感动人，而且非常造就人。
So in the depth of his anguish, he wrote many psalms that touched many people.
就好像树栽在这个水旁，从殿里面流出来。
And so he was like a tree planted by the water that flew out of the temple of God.
当我们在读腓立比书，
when we read Philippians,
我们真的很难了解这是保罗在监牢写的。
We have a hard time in understanding that Paul wrote this in prison.
我们很容易了解一个人从监牢写出来的信，常常是需要别人帮助，常常是需要别人的同情。
What we would expect from someone in prison is to write a letter of asking for help.
因为他只在人生最低点的时候。
Because at that point he was at the lowest point of his life.
有一个姐妹打电话到我家来。
Once a sister called me.
她因为遇到一些事情在监牢里面。
She had some difficulties and she was imprisoned.
情绪非常的低落。
She was down.
每天要花很多的时间用电话跟她讲话。
And for many hours a day, I talked to her.
这是事实。
And this is just reality.
但是腓立比书里面保罗是在监牢里面写的。
But the book of Philippians was written in prison.
从第一章开始，保罗就充满着喜乐。
From chapter 1, we see that Paul was filled with joy.
一直到最后一章。
Until the last chapter.
为什么在监牢里面的人能够写出一封喜乐的书信？
How could somebody in prison wrote such a joyful letter?
他说，我有深知我所信的是谁。
He said, I firmly believe who I believe in.
他的心真的坚定地在依靠神。
And his heart truly believe in God.
他的盼望真的是集中在神的身上。
And his hope was focused on Jesus.
所以在炎热干旱的时候，他能够那个生命力很旺盛的表现基督的喜乐跟平安。
So going through heat and drought, he was still able to manifest the peace and joy of God.
我们又看斯提凡。
Let us look at Stephen.
被人抓到这个公会里面去逼迫。
Stephen was tried in the council.
人讲了很多不事实的话来诬告他。
And people falsely accused him.
然后最后把他拉出去，用石头把他打死。
And he was brought out and was stoned to death.
圣经说，斯提凡眼睛看天。
And the Bible says, Stephen looked up to heaven.
这个眼睛看天是他的心里面的一种外在的反应。
And looking up to heaven is a reflection of his inner state of mind.
当他知道外在的逼迫已经大到不是他个人能够忍受。
When he realized that what he was suffering was beyond what he could bear.
他只有一个方向可以走，就是把眼睛看天上的神。
He had nowhere to turn to except to look up to heaven.
把他的注意力往神那个地方去集中。
And to focus on God and Him alone.
那个周围的逼迫还是大声的在喊叫。
Even though the surrounding persecution was growing louder and louder.
但是斯提凡面色像天使。
And yet the face of Stephen was like that of an angel.
主的平安在他的身上。
The peace of God was with him.
这个叫做叶子是前缀的。
And this is what is meant by its leaves are always green.
把主耶稣的生命力反映出来。
We must reflect the life of Jesus.
因为他的焦点，他的盼望在神。
His focus is on God.
那这一段圣经，以西结书四十七章在讲这个河水，就是我们要扎根的身上，那个神的身上所流出来的河水是多么有力量。
And Ezekiel chapter 47 actually describes the vitality of the Holy Spirit with the water that was flowing out of this temple.
我们看第八节
，verse 8。
他对我说，这水往东流去，必下到亚拉巴，直到海，所发出来的水必流入沿海，使水变甜。这里说这个水一流出来会流到沿海。
Verse 8, this water flows towards the eastern region and goes down into the Araba where it enters the sea.
那这个沿海这个海本身是本来是苦的，而且非浓度非常非常非常大不是很苦的。
The sea was very salty and bitter.
但是水一流进去就变成甜的。
But the water there becomes fresh.
这个水是有这么大的力量。
How powerful is this water?
我们活在世界上常常会感觉到一种很辛苦的感觉。
Oftentimes in our lives we feel that life is difficult.
好像沿海在我们的这个心里面。
It's just like this sea of salt is in our heart.
但是当我们试着去靠近神
，But when we try to draw close to God，
我们去仰望神
，and have hope in Him，
去默想神
，and meditate about Him，
甚至我们祷告被圣灵充满
，and when we are filled by the Holy Spirit，
我们心里面就有一种平安跟喜乐涌出来。
We will have peace and joy overflowing from our hearts.
真的，我们所拜的神力量很大。
True enough, the power of God is great.
所以有时候我们看到一个人在受苦, 你虽然可以把他安慰, 但是这个人的安慰都不是最根本的解决方法。
So even though we may try to comfort those who are suffering, our comfort only goes so far.
最好的解决方法是什么?
What is the best solution?
鼓励他, 要靠近神。
Encourage him to draw close to God.
要交托神。
And to trust God.
要认真祷告, 被圣灵充满。
And to pray hard and be filled by the Holy Spirit.
要把心集中在神的身上。
And focus on Jesus alone.
那如果一个人这个心啊, 渐渐这样往神那个方向去走,
When a person follows the footsteps of God,
有时候虽然那个苦还在, 你发现在他讲话当中啊, 那个平安喜乐就逐渐一直跑出来。
Even though he may be in the deep agony, he will get out of it.
这个叫做水流过的地方,
and this is how the water will become fresh.
第九节,
Verse 9.
这个河水所到之处, 凡滋生的动物都必生活。 这里想啊, 这个水一流过的地方, 动物都必活起来。
Verse 9, swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows.
当然鱼本来就是活的, 就是说水流过去以后, 那个鱼啊, 有更丰盛的生命力。
And these living creatures have more vitality of life.
有一次有一个姐妹在, 提到她的经验。
A sister shared with me her experience.
有一次灵恩会啊, 她到, 前面来祷告。
Once during a convocation, she came to the front of the chapel to pray.
那个时候她也不知道谁跟她按手。
She didn't know who lay hand on her.
那一次灵恩会真的神有在动工。
And God was working during that convocation.
当一个人跟她按手的时候，她感觉她整个灵里面好像醒过来一样。
And when someone laid a hand on her, she felt as if she woke up.
所以有时候我们虽然身体很健康哦，但是因为这个灵好像在睡觉一样。
So sometimes when even though we are healthy, our spirit is asleep.
你如果对那个想睡觉的人讲话，你会发现他无精打采，一直要打瞌睡。
Someone who is dozing off would not pay attention to what you have to say.
对属灵的事情没有兴趣。
And that is how some people are like that. They do not show any interest for spiritual things.
但是当一个人连活起来,
but when the spirit is awakened,
你会发现他对属灵的事情很有兴趣,
this person will be very interested in spiritual things.
那这个水流过去以后, 百物都活起来。
And when the water passes through him, all living creatures will live.
所以当神的灵浇灌充满在我们里面,
so when the Holy Spirit fills our hearts,
忽然间你会发现你的心, 被神吸引, 你对神的事情很有兴趣。
Suddenly we'll find that we will have great interest in the things of God.
读圣经很有兴趣, 祷告很有兴趣。
We will find a lot of interest in reading the Bible and praying.
想到教会里面来, 我们心里就开始在跳动, 我很想去。
And our hearts will be panging with joy to come to church.
对,这是水的, 非常有力量。
And that is how this water is powerful.
好, 我们再看, 47章以西结书,
Ezekiel 47.
12节,
Verse 12.
这个河与那边岸上生长各样的树木, 其果子可以做食物, 叶子, 不枯干, 果子不断绝, 每月结新果。 这个地方说, 这个河水流过去的地方啊, 树啊, 大家长得很好, 每月结新果。
Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear because the water from the sanctuary flows to them.
圣经怎么会讲说每月结新果?
Why does the Bible says every month they will bear?
这个每月就是表示啊, 在不同的时间啊, 我们有结啊, 都会结不同的果子。
In other words, at different times, these trees bear fruits.
这是生命力的一种表现。
And this is a manifestation of our inner faith.
我们有很多人都有在写那个日记。
Many people keep journals.
今年我们已经到 2002年的11月。
We are in November of 2002.
那你把你的日记拿出来看。
Now take out your diary and take a look.
从1月份第一个礼拜到现在。
From the first week of the year till now.
我们在家庭、在工作场所、在教会里面，还有我们个人经历了多少事情？
How many things have you gone through in your personal life, in the church, and in at work?
那在不同的事情当中啊，是不是那个时候我们有结果子？
And in all these things, do we bear fruit?
那这个就是在告诉我们，我们的根是不是扎在这个溪水旁？
And this goes to show if our, if the tree in us is rooted in by the river.
那扎在溪水旁啊，每月结新果。
And do we bear fruit every month?
不同的事情，我们结不同的果子。
And in different circumstances, we bear different fruit.
好，我们现在来看啊几节圣经节。
Let's read a few verses.
什么叫做交托依靠神？
What does it mean to trust in God?
我们先来看以赛亚书45章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 45.
以赛亚书的45章。
Isaiah 45.
第五节到第七节。
Verse 5 to 7.
以赛亚书45章第五节。
Isaiah 45, verse 5 to 7.
我是神，在我以外并没有别的神，除了我以外再没有神。你虽然不认识我，我必给你束腰。第六节。
Six.
从日出之地到日落之处，使人都知道除我以外没有别的神。啊，我是耶和华，在我以外没有别的神。第七节。
Seven.
我照光又照暗，我施平安又降灾祸，造作这一切的是我，好耶和华。这一段圣经我们仔细读啊，他说在我以外没有别的神。
I am the Lord and there's no other.
神是独一的。
God is one.
那第六节说，从日出之地到日落之处，就是世界上每一个角落。
So that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting,
每一个人都应该知道，除了天上的神之外，没有别的神。
Man may know there's none besides me.
那这一位神啊，他在主导世界的一切。
And this God controls everything in this world.
他在主导我们的生死祸福。
He controls our destiny.
所以他说，我照平安，我又降灾祸。
That is why verse 7 tells us, He forms the light and creates darkness.
然后他第二句哦，然后造作这一切的是我。
I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things.
因此我们在信仰生活对神的一种依靠，就是相信我的前途是在神的控制之下。
So to trust in God is to believe that our future lies in the hands of God.
所以我愿意把我的未来交托给这一位神。
So we are willing to entrust our future to the Lord.
那这种交托啊，就好像树扎在溪水旁。
And such trust in God is just like rooting our faith in God.
那交托之后，人就可以得到平安。
And after we trust in Him, we will gain peace.
主耶稣说，劳苦担重担重担可以到我这里来。
And Jesus said, those who are tired and heavy laden, come to me.
我要让你得到安息。
And I will give you rest.
你看，我们每一个人真的有很多的忧虑。
Truly enough, every one of us is heavy burdened.
那怎么得到安息？
How do we have peace?
来到神面前，交托给他。
We must come before the Lord and entrust our burdens to Him.
那有人在问，那怎么交托？
So some people say, how do I entrust our burdens to Him?
我今天交托了，但是明天忧虑又跑回来。
I may trust God today, but the next day, my worries come back.
就是要不断的祷告。
We must continually pray.
我每一次祷告，一直祷告到你觉得你的忧虑已经交出去了，心里平安。
We must pray until we find peace in our heart.
这样不断一直把我们的忧虑一直交托，到最后我们就可以看到神在成全 我们所交托的事情。
Then as we entrust ourselves more and more to God, we will find that God will fulfill our needs.
那交托之后，心里的这种平安啊，所表现出来的这个生活，就好像叶子一样，很清脆，有主的生命力。
And if we can trust God in this way, then our life will be like a tree planted by the river.
患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练。
Difficulty will give us perseverance, and perseverance will give us character.
人经历患难多了，人就懂得交托。
And the more we go through in life, the more we know how to trust in God.
那这种交托变成我们个性的一部分。
And such a trusting nature becomes part of us.
啊，然后我们在患难当中，我们就真的有一种平安，因为我们过去很多患难都告诉我们，你交托之后，神就在带领。
Then we will have peace in difficulties because we know that in the past, God gives us His peace when we are in similar situations.
现在我遇到困难，我也不怕，因为我过去有很多的体验。
So I am no longer afraid because I have many experiences in the past.
神掌管一切。
God controls everything.
他会把他认为最好的赏赐给我。
And God will give us what He deems best.
先看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音的第七章。
Matthew 7.
第七章的十一节。
Verse 11.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不将好东西给求他的人吗？
Verse 11, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
这十一节是一个比较。
Verse 11 is a comparison.
你们就是指地上的父母亲。
They, or them, refers to parents.
这一节在比较做父母的跟天父对子女的态度。
And this verse compares how earthly parents treat their children versus how the Heavenly Father treats us.
我们常常觉得说是我们最爱我们的孩子。
We as parents like to claim that we love our children the most.
是我们最了解我们的孩子。
We understand our children the most.
但圣经告诉我们不是的。
But the Bible tells us otherwise.
最了解我们孩子需要的是我们的天父。
He who truly understands our children is God.
最爱我们的孩子是我们的天父。
Our God loves us, loves our children the most.
最知道怎么样做能够让我们孩子得到最大益处的是我们的天父。
Our God understands the best, what our children need.
也最能够帮助我们孩子的是我们的天父。
And our Heavenly Father, is most able to help our children.
我们爱我们孩子，但是很多事情你根本就没有办法帮得上嘛。
We love our children, but there are not many things we can do for them.
爱是好的，但爱本身不是万能的。
Love is good, but love is not almighty.
神有爱，他有能力。
God is love, and He has power.
而这里说啊，地上的爱，父亲的爱，比较天上的父亲的爱是变得不好了。
Parental love becomes insignificant in the face of God's love.
那如果不好的爱都知道拿最好的东西给儿女，那天父岂不将好东西给我们吗？
And so, if we as parents who have this lesser love knows how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him?
依靠神就是懂得交托向神祈求。
To trust God is to rely on Him and to ask from Him.
这种人好像树栽在水旁。
And such people will be like a tree planted by the river.
他的一生必不缺乏好处。
And his life will never be lacking the benefits from God.
因为神就是福气的泉源。
For God is the source of blessing.
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章
First Corinthians chapter 10
十二节
Verse 12
十三节你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的神是信实的不叫你们受的试探过于所能受的在受试探的时候 总要给你们开一条路来，叫你们能够忍受得住。这一节圣经就给我们一个很大的盼望。
This verse gives us great hope.
有时候我们真的会遇到试探或试炼。
Oftentimes we're tempted.
在这个时候，我们常常发现说，哎，怎么祷告，我为什么我的试探、我试炼总不会过去？
And sometimes we feel as if no matter how we pray, temptation and trial keeps coming.
如果我们向神祷告，我们觉得说神啊，我已经没有办法了。When
we pray to God and tell Him that Lord, we are helpless.
但是在神看起来，你已经到九分，你还有一分的力量来承受。
But maybe what God sees is that you have done 90% of what you are supposed to do, and you have 10 more percent to go.
所以圣经说，在你忍受不住的时候，就要给你开一条路来。
Verse 13 tells us, but when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out.
所以就是说，你到你真的没有办法接受的时候，神会一条路给你走。
So that you can stand up under it.
因此我们把盼望集中在神的身上，我们对前面就没有忧虑。
So when we focus our attention on God, we will have no worries.
约瑟被卖到埃及。
Joseph was betrayed and sold to Egypt.
圣经说神的话试炼他。
And the Bible tells us that the word of God tried him.
因为从小神就给他看到异象。
Since he was little, God showed him visions that he would be great one day.
但是现在他所接受的跟他看到的意象不一样。
But what he was experiencing was different from what he had seen in the visions.
但是约瑟只能用信心来仰望神给他的应许。
But Joseph could only beheld God with faith.
他受苦到连他孩子的取的名字都在讲他是。
He suffered to a point where he even uses sons' names to describe what he had gone through.
但是后来神给他开一条路。
By God showed him a way.
所以依靠神的人，好像树栽在水旁。
So those who trust in God is just like a tree planted by the river.
炎热干旱，这是难避免的。
Heat and drought are inevitable.
但是只要栽在水旁，就一无挂虑。
But as long as we are planted by the river, we will have no worries.
人总会遇到困难。
We will face difficulties.
总会遇到逆境。
We will face difficult situations.
但在那个时候，是我们要表现生命力、荣耀神的时候。
But those are precisely the moments we must manifest the vigorous life of God.
就好像主耶稣在十字架上荣耀的天父。
Just as Jesus glorified the Lord on the cross.
他在最困难的时刻把神最伟大的个性表现出来。
In his most difficult moment, he manifested the greatest love and power of God.
就是爱他的仇敌。
He loved his enemies.
他在最大的痛苦当中，说他表现的是最大的平安。
In his greatest agony, he showed the greatest peace.
因为他好像树栽在水旁。
Because he was like a tree planted by the river.
他是我们的榜样。
He is our example.